News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Some federal workers are already feeling the impact of President Trump's executive orders. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At the close of business on Wednesday, DEI office staffers were placed on paid leave, and federal agencies were given 60 days to terminate all DEI offices and positions. The president also ordered an immediate hiring freeze, with exceptions for national security and the military. He also directed federal workers to return full-time to in-person work, and he signed an order making it easier to fire federal workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The European Union cannot rely on the United States to defend it and must increase military spending and security preparedness to deter Russia from targeting more of its neighbors after Ukraine. That from senior European officials. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said the continent cannot ignore the Russian threat.
Many of our national intelligence agencies are giving us the information that Russia could test EU's readiness to defend itself in 3 to 5 years. Who else are we listening to if not them?
Anxieties mounting that U.S. President Donald Trump might seek to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on terms that are unfavorable to Ukraine to end the war there. The Justice Department has ordered federal prosecutors to investigate state or local officials who they believe are interfering with the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration, saying they could face criminal charges in an apparent warning to dozens of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions across America. On Wall Street, the Dow by 130 points. This is SRN News. The March for Life takes place on Friday.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are due in the nation's capital for the annual event, which will begin with a rally on the National Mall, followed by the march up Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court building. This is the third march since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, but pro-lifers say the event is just as important as it always was, as the fight over abortion has moved to the 50 states. Washington, D.C. is in the grip of dangerously cold temperatures, but a mild warm-up is expected on Friday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. This is SRN News. It looks like five elephants living in a Colorado zoo will be staying put.
Responding to a suit by animal rights activists, Colorado's highest court says the pachyderms do not have the legal right to pursue their release since they are not human. In its ruling, the Colorado Supreme Court writes that its decision does not turn on our regard for these majestic animals. Instead, the legal question here boils down to whether an elephant is a person. This ruling mirrors a 2022 decision in New York in the case of an elephant living at the Bronx Zoo. Rich Thomason reporting.
A former Arkansas police officer was caught on video beating a handcuffed inmate in the back of his patrol car has been arrested. Former Jonesboro police officer Joseph Tucker Harris was arrested Tuesday on charges of aggravated assault, filing a false report and misdemeanor third-degree battery. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.